Hey, sir. Welcome back from your business trip. Here, let me take your jacket. You look exhausted. I'm actually kind of shocked you came in today, sir. No day off to recover? Oh, you missed me, huh? Such a charmer, you. Well, take a seat at your desk and get settled in. Your coffee is all ready and here are your morning reports and... as you requested. Here are the black lace panties I wore all weekend. Do you like my dirty panties, sir? I don't think I ever met anyone that could get high off the smell of my moist, wet pussy. But I swear, sir, you looked exhausted a minute ago, and now you seem so invigorated. I'm adding these to my expense sheet, by the way. This will be the fifth pair of my panties you've commandeered for me this month. Oh, yes, sir. They're the same sexy black lace panties that I wore during the Skype session over the weekend. You know, the one where you had me perform remotely for the board of directors. Oh, yes, sir. I was so wet knowing all those powerful men were watching me strip off my work clothes, piece by piece, until I was just in panties and heels. I couldn't even see them. I felt so vulnerable, so exposed. And then you ordered me to shove my panties to the side and finger myself for the camera. I did as you asked, as we had planned. My pussy gushing as I fucked myself so hard for you in front of them. All the while you made me recite the names of all the men in the room and tell each of them how much I wanted their thick load of cum on my face, on my tits, deep inside my pussy, deeper inside my ass. Oh, sir, I came so hard. It was kind of hard to tell their reaction from my end, though. Did it convince them? They increased the sexual wellness department's budget by 300%? Wow! I can't believe it! That's such a huge win for us! You know, I better get a nice fat reward for this. No, you jerk. I meant in my paycheck. Naughty boy. You know, the thing that comes twice a month. Instead of twice a day, usually inside me. All right. Yeah, that's enough chit-chat, sir. We've got a very busy day ahead. Shall we get started? You go on and read over those reports, and if you have any questions, I'll be down here as usual for your daily scheduled morning blowjob. I think someone's missed me. Already so erect and throbbing happily. Aw, did you miss me, little one? Yeah, sir. I know you just hate it when I talk to your cock like that. Yes, sir, our numbers are really good this month. Our sexual wellness department is still pretty new. Oh, but so far we've consistently boosted company morale while staying below our budget. I honestly don't know why the board approves such a huge increase. What do you mean I can ask them myself? They're flying over next month? To meet with me in person? All of them? At once? Oh god. I need to be available all that weekend? You're gonna be there too, right? Okay. Good. You know how much I don't like it when you loan me out without being around. Everyone gets their own personal sexual wellness secretary, you know. You really ought to be, I don't know. A little more possessive of me, maybe? Okay. I'll make sure to schedule an anal bleaching in a Brazilian the day before. And I'll make sure to impress. I'll even wear that black and red lace teddy you like so much. Company colors, after all. Speaking of personal sexual wellness secretaries, sir, I have 3 department heads that have been clamoring to get their own for weeks. Guess I was a big hit when you let me borrow me to be their hot little cock slut for a couple days. Anyways, I've looked over the list of prospective hires, and I've included some resumes in the report. You can take a look and see if you want any of them. Seems like we'll be expanding soon anyways. Yeah, the brunette is in her mid-30s, oldest of the bunch, married, no children, says her husband doesn't mind, but, well, we've seen how that's played out before. Big titties and wide hips. Personally, I think she's just looking to get knocked up. Interested in filling that position, sir? I bet you could put a baby inside her in no time. Yes, the blonde one is fresh out of college. Hot, silky little minx with an unbelievably tight body. Borderline nympho. Even tried to seduce me during the interview. Can you believe it? Her pussy tasted like honey. Eh. Anyways, I can tell there's gonna be a lot of fighting over her. Might not be worth it. Oh, and that last one, the redhead, is definitely something else. She'll whip company morale into shape for sure, if you know what I mean. She would do well with the junior teams. She'll find a way to punish the slackers and reward the good boys. I'll have to make a note to order some more bondage gear. So, any of them catch your fancy? Let me guess. You want me to personally interview them yourself? One by one, putting their stamina to test over 3 long days of using and abusing their hot little fuckholes. Or maybe all at once, make them fight over sucking your cock until one emerges with your cum on their face. Oh, sir. It's almost time for your 10 o'clock meeting. You want me to finish you off here? Yes, sir. Oh, that's it, sir. Oh, that's it. Treat me like the little fuck slut whore I am. I've been such a good girl for you, sir. Waiting all week. Waiting all week. I deserve a thick, sloppy reward. I've been so fucking deprived of your cum, sir. Now I'm gonna suck you dry. Cock slurping slut muffin needs to be fed badly, sir. Oh, finger hot sticky love juice. That's all I'm here for. Oh, that's all I'm good for. A cum dump for your sperm, sir. Oh, fuck yes. Just spill it into my wet mouth, baby. Yes, yes. Just let loose in your dirty fuck toys. Oh, wet mouth. Oh, yes. I'm coming! Come in my mouth! Thank you, sir. Quite delicious. Your 10 o'clock meeting is on the 31st floor, so let's get you all cleaned up and ready to go. See you later, sir.